Lili Nishmas Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. So at the very end of Siman Nun Beis, the Rama says, Umikom Makom Yomar Kol Berchas Shemuchuyev Avarech Bavoker, that if a person comes to shul late and they're catching up, and they make it for Shemun Esrei, and they didn't say the brachos. So the Rama says that even if you didn't say all your Berchos HaShachar before davening, because you were in a big rush, you say the brachos after davening. Oh. Now, halacha l'maisa, the practice is that people always say brachos before, because there are questions what happens afterwards. So the custom is you get to shul, you say brachos, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, Yishtabach, that's the minimum. Okay. However, what happens if a person, Taka, didn't say the Berachos HaShachar beforehand? So you can say the Berachos HaShachar afterwards, but here there are three things to discuss. First of all, Okai Neshama. There's a discussion whether when you say the Baruch of Mechayim Mesim, that covers Okai Neshama, and then you can't say Okai Neshama anymore. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you remember that you forgot Olkai Neshama, and now you're up to Shemona Esrei, the best thing is L'chadchila, is to have in mind not to be Yotze Olkai Neshama with the Bracha Mechayim Esim, and that way afterwards you can for sure say the Bracha of Olkai Neshama. Oh. Now, what if you forgot Birchos HaTorah? So here, we learned already, the best thing to do would be is to have in mind at Ava Rabba that it counts as Birchos HaTorah, and then learn a little bit after davening. That's what one would do. If you forgot to do that, and then you realize that at 11 o'clock in the morning you forgot to say Birchos HaTorah, so we paskin you would say Birchos HaTorah even after Shachar, say it then for the rest of the day.
At the end of the Siman, the Mishnah Berurah talks about saying the Birchos HaShachar late in the day. And he says, L'chadchila, one should say the Birchos HaShachar before the end of the first 4 hours of the day. And b'di'eved, you can say it until Chatzos, just like the rest of Shachris. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hamekel lismoch b'di'eved al ha'gedolim, u'levarech osam hanal, u'levarech osam achar Chatzos en limchos b'yato. If for some reason it's late in the day, and a person hasn't said Birchos HaShachar yet, they can say it even later in the day. And this ends up being l'maisa. Let's say somebody sleeps late and they totally missed Shachris. So we'll learn Davening Mincha with Tashlumin. What about Birchos HaShachar? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you can Ein Limchos B'yado, and that's the custom, that people who, for whatever the reason, miss saying Brachos, indeed, do say brachos later in the day.
Siman Nun Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Omer Shatz Yishtabach Mu'umad. You have to stand for Yishtabach. Now, we saw earlier that the Rama mentions to stand for Yishtabach, but here, the Mishnah Berurah explains there's a more specific reason. You don't want to have any hefsek between Psukei D'Zimra and the Kaddish. It should be right away. So therefore, the Chazan should be standing already at Yishtabach, so he's ready to go right away at Kaddish without an extra break of him standing up between Yishtabach and Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions that one should say the 15 Shvachim of Yishtabach at one time without a break in the middle, like don't stop in the middle. It doesn't have to be all at one breath, but you should continue, you know, say it all at one time, the 15 special Shvachim of Yishtabach. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, Ein lomar Yishtabach elim kein amar baruch shamar, Uksas Psukei D'Zimra. Yishtabach was established as the bracha that follows Psukei D'Zimra, and it was established, as the Mishnah Berurah says, as a bracha hasmucha to Baruch Sh'amar. It's considered linked to Baruch Sh'amar with all the praises in the middle. So therefore, you shouldn't just start from Yishtabach. Let's say a person is running late, he starts from Yishtabach. No. Because, and you just say Yishtabach, that's a bracha levatala, the Mishnah Berurah says. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say somebody comes into shul, an ovel or the chazan, and he's going to daven shachris for the shul, and he's running late, so he has to say Yishtabach. And he at least has to say, Baruch Shamar and Ashra and Yishtabach, and then right away go into Kaddish. So too on Shabbos, the Chazan would say Baruch Shamar Ashrei Nishmas, and then Yishtabach, and then go into the Kaddish. But you have to say the Baruch Shamar to go together and some Shukkot Zimra to go together with the Kaddish. In the Be'er Lacha, the Mishnah has a discussion: what if a person totally finished Psukei Dezimra, and they're about to say Yishtabach? Can they say Yishtabach? Oh, they forgot they didn't say Baruch Shamar. Now, they can't say Baruch Shamar now and then say some of the Psukei Dezimra, because they were Yotzei Psukei Dezimra already. So, Halacha L'maisa, if you're really stuck, and you finished all of the Psukei Dezimra, and you didn't say Baruch Shamar, can you say Yishtabach? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, yes. She says, just because you didn't make a bracha before you ate, you don't make a bracha afterwards? So again, this is very b'di'evid. And 99% of the time, obviously, you always say Baruch Shamar too. But if you have this strange case, bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas adchak, you can say Yishtabach after the Psukei Dezimra, even without saying Baruch Shamar, if you forgot in that way.
Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ein levarich al atifas tzitzis beim psukei dezimra liyishtabach, ela ben yishtabach liyotzer." If someone is brought a talis or tefillin after they finish psukei dezimra, right before yishtabach, they should not put it on and say the bracha now, but rather first say yishtabach and then put on the talis and tefillin. Why? Because you don't want to have a hefsek between the end of Psukei Dezimra and the bracha of Yishtabach, which is the bracha achrona of Psukei Dezimra. So you wait till after Yishtabach. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, very important, if you receive the talis and tefillin earlier during Psukei Dezimra, which happens sometimes, then bein haprakim, you can put on the talis and tefillin and say the bracha. That's a machlokas, but that's the psaka of the Mishnah Berurah. So if you are brought talis and tefillin in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, then wait till you finish a paragraph of the Ahalukas or a paragraph and put on the talis and tefillin and say the brachos. That's the psaka of the Mishnah Berurah. Oh. The Ramah continues, if the Shliach Tzibur receives the talis before Yishtabach after Psukei Dezimra, he should put it on right away and say the bracha. Why? Because he wants to be able to say Yishtabach to say Kaddish right after the Yishtabach. The Kaddish is linked to the Psukei Dezimra, to the Yishtabach, so it should be right away. So he puts on the talis and tefillin, if he gets it exactly then, before Yishtabach, then says Yishtabach and says Kaddish right afterwards. Well, the Ramah continues, if there's no minyan in the shul, so the Shliach Tzibur, and they're waiting for the 10th guy to come, so the Shliach Tzibur stops before Yishtabach and waits until somebody comes, and then the minyan comes, then he says Yishtabach and says Kaddish. Again, for the same reason, that the Kaddish should be linked to the Yishtabach, so you want to wait for, the Shliach Tzibur should wait to say Yishtabach when he can say Kaddish right away afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'evad, if the Chazan said Yishtabach, and then the minyan comes, so they're still allowed to say Kaddish. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, say three psukim first, from Psukei Dezimra, and then say Kaddish. Because the Kaddish has to be linked somehow to some of the Psukei Dezimra, or to Yishtabach. Okay. Now the Mishnah makes a very important comment here. The Ramah says that the Shliach Tzibur, if he's waiting for a minyan, should stop before Yishtabach and wait. But let's say the regular Yachid. A regular Yachid who is going along, let's say you're a little head of the Tzibur, you should say Yishtabach, and then wait there, because Yishtabach is the bracha achrona after Psukei Dezimra. Aval ha'yachid, the Mishnah Berurah says in Mishnah Berurah tests, Yomar Yishtabach miyad. V'chein b'Shabbos. Im gamar Psukei Dezimra, kodem ha'shliach tzibur, Yomar Yishtabach miyad. This is very lemaisa. You're going along, and let's say it worked out that you're ahead of the tzibur. So you have 2 minutes till they're going to get up to Yishtabach. So you should finish, and then after Yishtabach, you wait for the Shliach Tzibur to catch up.
But you should not be stopping at the end of Pesukei Dezimra and then say Yishtabach afterwards separately. Okay, that is Seif Gimel.